I'm Nick Austin, host of Soul Saturday, heard Saturday nights at 8 p.m., and one of the concerts I've been looking forward to the most this summer is set to occur on Tuesday, September 19th, when soul singer Jalen Nganda takes the stage at L Club. It's been a very exciting summer for Nganda, who just released his debut album, Come Around and Love Me, in September to great critical acclaim. But even with all these accolades, Jalen told me he's really excited to come to Detroit because of his admiration for the Motown sound and its place in soul music.
Well, you know, Motown's the home of the Motown sound and the Funk Brothers. The Temptations and all Smokey Robinson, those are all like, all of those musicians inspired me from a very young age, you know. That's what inspired me to start become a musician. It sort of just happened, you know. Detroit being the home of that, it's always been an influence on my music, along with many other artists, you know, from the 60s and the early 70s and today. But I've always had a huge, deep love for the Motown sound. You got a smile so bright, you know. I mean, it started out as singing along to the songs, and I thought that was just a normal thing, you know, because when you like a song, you sing along to it. And I had no judgment on my own voice. I didn't think of it as something nice. I just sung along, and I was already playing violin at the time, but not as a hard passion. It was just something to do in school to feel like I fit in somewhere, you know. But I wasn't really into it. Without realizing, I was trying to figure out the guitar parts, you know, to like the Temptations record, like the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do, the way you do the things you do, as pretty as you are. And, you know, trying to use my violin like a guitar, and then eventually, whenever we went on, because there was always instruments in the church, but I would never go up to them. And it wasn't until I started doing that with the violin, and, you know, that next thing you know, I go up to, after the service, I go up to the guitar and try to start playing it. It was sort of a subconscious decision, I think, without making an announcement like, hey, I've been thinking about becoming a musician. It just sort of happened. I think it was probably official when I asked my mother if I could get a guitar, but I had to wait a year because she had to save up. By the time I was 13, I started playing, and that's where it really began. You know, that's when I really started playing. And then as I'm listening to the songs and the lyrics, I try to, I'll be bored in class in middle school, and instead of doing the classwork, I flip the page and start writing, I love you, baby. Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I guess it was a hobby, I thought at the time. And after that came the sort of subconscious, you just sort of like, you see talent show auditions and you don't even talk to no one about it. I just walked in there, and you know, yeah. So I think it was just a gut feeling that I just, you know, something took over, and you know, I just started acting. Do it, you know, if music was a crime, it would just be like doing lewd acts, you know? if it was illegal to do these things, it'll be like, yeah, he's been acting very strange lately, and like if it was a drug. So you know, that's how it really began. That's how it all started for me.
You were talking about playing violin. One of the things I noticed, especially with the new releases that you've had for 2023, and Come Around and Love Me is certainly one that I think of. Real lush string arrangements, takes me back to a feeling of like a Marvin Gaye with the What's Going On album and some of the orchestration you hear there. When you talk about a song like Come Around and Love Me, what was your inspiration behind creating that track?
Well, you know, when I wrote that song, I wrote it with these guys named Vince Chiarto and Michael Buckley, and it was just a routine writing session. I think we were sort of thinking about how we went for that sort of Marvin feel on Just Like You Used To. Hold me, kiss me, love me, just like you used to. How about we try something, you know, similar to Come Around and Love Me, because we thought it kind of reminded me of what Marvin would do, you know, when he did it live. He kind of go into this dark, you know, sort of mellow chord. Flying high in the friendly sky. Without ever leaving the ground. time weary. I think when it came to the strings, I didn't arrange it myself. I would hum stuff while in the studio, and I think Mike would take note, and then he would actually arrange it. But I was thinking a lot of John Coltrane when I wrote that song. It's just kind of particularly a song called Soul Eyes. There's a little riff in there that he opens up with. He goes like, and then I really liked that for a long time since I was, 15. And as we had in the ending of it, there's this little saxophone thing going on, and it's very reminiscent of John Coltrane. Of John Coltrane.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know there's a lot of people that love the idea of merging kind of that Motown feel. You said a little bit with Marvin Gaye, with John Coltrane, the mashup we all wish we had but never had a chance to get, right? Courtesy of Jalen and Ganda. You said you can't read. Do you mean you don't read music? Or
I have a basic understanding of chords, C, G, F, and all that, but I can't read. If you put sheet music in front of me, I would know what to play.
Yeah, you're still out here creating music. Can you let us know when you're getting with groups and stuff and bands? You performed with the Sacred Souls. So how does it work with creating music with other folks when you're not reading sheet music?
I've always played by ear, and I had interest. I mean, I had a chance to learn how to read when I started playing violin, but I never actually learned. I mean, I probably did learn, but it went in one ear, went out the other. And I had the chance when I was 8 years old to learn how to read. And whenever we had a violin concert, I would just remember what the teacher taught us in class. So I would pretend like I'm reading, but really I'm just going off, like looking at a paper, but really going off memory.
Right.
And that was way before I even thought of, even before the Motown and everything. Mm. But like, when it comes to making music, I think most musicians have a basic understanding of the chord sequences and melodies. We listen to music all the time, so we kind of know. It's just a language. More than a theory. It's kind of like some people can talk, but not everyone can write.
I just gotta keep you, baby, and that's no lie. You are the center of my happiness, my heart's desire. So glad I found you, so glad you're mine. And I've got to say, I'm so glad that I found you.
So for you then, you've been signed to Daptone Records, which is just a monster lineup of folks that you've been performing with and getting the chance to work with. But now you're going to be headlining your own show in Detroit. What should people expect when they come out to see you Tuesday, September 19th?
I don't know what to expect. I think we all find that out on the day.
Are you in Liverpool right now? Because you're originally from the States, but now living in the UK?
Yeah, yeah. I don't live in Liverpool anymore. I live in London currently. But I lived in Liverpool for many years.
Why'd you leave us? Why are you in the UK right now?
It was just a random... I went to a sort of academy when I was a lot younger, Performing Arts Academy, and it kind of looked cool. And I've always admired the music of the UK, and I was hugely into Leon the Harvest at the time.
6 years old, staring at my nose in the mirror.
would not get in anyway, so I thought there couldn't be no harm in, you know, auditioning. And then they liked it, and they got me, they accepted me for a little 1 year course. And after that year, I just started working as a musician full time.
That's awesome. For people who want to learn more about you, how can they do it?
Check my music out on Spotify. I always share what I love to listen to. So it's a good Instagram follow, really.
Yeah.
Not trying to get a follower out of this. But yeah, the best thing they can do is just listen to my music and, you know, dig into the words that I say and sing.
Jalen Gonda, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's such a pleasure to talk to you in Detroit. It's a big one.
I've got thoughts beyond my worry, but you reassure me when I'm feeling lost. If the sun above don't shine enough, you pick me up without second thoughts. That's all I wanted from you.
You can see Jalen Gonda perform at L Club on Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Nick Austin, and to hear more from my interview with Gonda, tune in to Soul Saturday this Saturday at 8 p.m. on 101.9 WDET, or check it out online at WDET.org.